All right, everybody, I'd like to welcome you to Love Notes, your Friday night ritual here in the Passion Zone. I'm Allie Thies, I'm your guide for an hour of love stories, poems, songs, and sparks of intimacy. Each week, we gather in this little corner of the world to remember what truly matters, connection, tenderness, and desire that never really disappears. There we go. It looked like I froze there for a second. Never really disappears, even when life gets messy. So the poem I'd like to read you for tonight is from Love After Love by Derek Walcott. And they say, the time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome. This poem is all about self-love. And isn't that what every love story begins with, right? With self-love. Until we can smile at ourselves in the mirror, every other connection will feel shaky. Tonight, we'll explore how love shows up in quirks, in safety, in longing, and in letting go. So welcome, welcome to Love Notes. Hello, Alex. Happy Friday. So nice to see you here this evening. Thank you for the hearts and the rose. Greatly, greatly appreciated. And if you're listening at the podcast version of this later on tonight or Saturday, welcome to Love Notes. You can join us live on Friday nights here on TikTok. We are from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time at the period Passion Period Zone. That's where you'll find us. And yeah, it's just an hour about love. That's what I like to talk about. And last week, I wasn't here. I was doing what I love, though. Last Friday would have been the John Way concert in Kent, Ohio. And, of course, he put on an absolutely wonderful concert. Him and his band, fabulous. He still rocks it out. I think he's, 73 now? But it was just a good concert. His voice is just as wonderful as it always has been. And it was a good time. It was a good time before with dinner. I actually tried sushi for the first time. I am not a sushi person, and I am still not a sushi person, but I tried it nonetheless because I wanted to expand my my palate, I guess. I wanted to expand what I've tried, and it's the texture more than anything else. I have trouble eating raw mushrooms, too. It's the squishiness. I can't do squishy for whatever reason, but it was good, and then after the concert, we went and had a couple beers at a downtown Kent bar, and it was just a good night. This is the Kent State Memorial from, you know, May 4th. And if you don't know about May 4th at Kent State, you should really just Google it. I'll just put it that way. Google it and read about it, and kind of makes you, when you read it, if you don't know about it, kind of makes you frightened about where we are today in the United States. Yes, but it was a really good weekend. I missed you guys, and there will be another time in October. Of course, I don't have my calendar up, but it's the last weekend in October. I will not be here. I'll be in Michigan for the Maria Shaw Cosmic Convention in Saginaw. They're having the convention this year at the Sheraton Four Points. There we go. And I'll be there all weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you're in the area, stop by, say hey. I'd love to talk with you. Okay, so let's get to our first dedication of the evening. Now this note, it's from Leo. Leo lives in Chicago, and this is for his girlfriend. You always beat me at Mario Kart, and it drives me crazy. But honestly, why should you laugh and tease me at my defeat every single time? Although I bitch back, it really is my favorite part of the night. And I want to dedicate Accidentally in Love by The Counting Crows. All right, that was Accidentally in Love by The Counting Crows. And yes, it is a wonderful song. I haven't heard the song in a very long time either. But you know, with the song, with the dedication, kind of reminds me that foreplay comes in a variety of methods, right? And playfulness, fun, teasing, tickling, that can be a type of foreplay, you know, before things get a little bit hot and heated, and, you know, you move into the bedroom or the chair or the couch or the dining room table, whatever you want to do. But the teasing, the inside jokes, the silly competitions, desire doesn't always come wrapped up with candlelight and a good meal, right? Sometimes it's laughter that really sets the stage for a very good evening. Have you ever discovered humor is one of your biggest turn-ons? I know for me, I love humor. And, you know, here, if you're watching live, share the quirkiest little ritual you and your partner have, or had, depending. Who would win? Who would cheat? Because these moments are intimacy in disguise. And if you are listening live, don't forget to share this live, the Love Notes, with your social media circles. And if you are listening to this later on Friday or sometime during the week, please share this podcast with your social circles. I would greatly appreciate it if more people knew about this and would join us live, because we're talking about love, right? And we need a lot more love in the world. There's just a lot of crap happening around, if you haven't noticed. And just, we need something positive. And that's why I started doing the show. All right, so we're going to move forward to our romance book spotlight. And before I go in with the book, those of you who used to write a novel in a month, which would have taken place, was it November or October? I can't remember which month it originally showed up in, but there is a new, was it November? Thank you. There is a new writing novel in a month type thing. Since they closed down, another one is opened by, I think it's called Pro Write Aid, A-I-D. And it's novel in November. So you write a novel in November. And I am going to do my best, because I've never written a romantic story before. I have written an erotic story. I have written porn, but I have never written a romance book. And this is going to be a fantasy romance book. And that's what I'm going to write in November. I've already signed up. I'm working on my outline. And I'm hoping to make this book very sexy, sensual, and energetic for sure. Now, the book that I want to talk about today is 7 Days in June by Tia Williams. This is from 2021. And it's a witty, sexy, and it is soul deep. It's about two writers with unfinished business meet again after years apart, and the heat between them is still very undeniable. It's all about second chances, but also about whether we can really rewrite the past, or whether love just waits for the right chapter to finally be written. I personally think love waits for the right chapter to finally be written. And it is going to be a good read. Thanks for putting that. It's going to be, I'm going to base it on the different soul connections. So one book per soul connection, that's what I'm envisioning. And it is going to be good. It really is going to be a good book. I have a lot of ideas swimming around in this brain of mine that I'm looking forward to writing something other than technical or academic writing, which is all I do now, besides my blog posts and the newsletters and other stuff like that. But I mostly do academic stuff. Oh, good. You're going to sign up too? Please do. Sign up for the November. If you Google novel in November, it should pop up in your Google search. Yeah, it's free, just like the National Write a Book in a Month project was. So yes, sign up. It's fun stuff. Now back to the book at hand. I'm curious. Have you ever had a relationship that felt like an unfinished draft? One you maybe wonder about, maybe even years later? Give me an emoji in the chat if you've ever thought about, what if we had just one more page together? Books like this remind us love is never neat, okay? It is messy, it is jagged, it is complicated, it can be very erotic and energized, right? But that all is what makes the story worth telling, when it's that jazzed, isn't it? Nobody wants a boring love story, not in a book, and certainly not in real life. Some people might like boring. I should rephrase that. Not in a book, though, but in real life. Some people may like boring, but not too many. Because those who are in a boring relationship will eventually be bored. And we don't want that. All right. So let's move forward to our second dedication of the evening. This note is from Clara, and this is to her fiancé. Every morning you hand me my coffee before your own. It's the simplest act, but it tells me everything I need to know about forever with you. Isn't that sweet? Yeah. And they are requesting I play Kiss Me by Sixpence, None the Richer. It's been a long time since I've heard this song. Excellent, excellent. That was Kiss Me by Sixpence, None the Richer. It's been a long time since I've heard that song as well. I'm getting a lot of songs that I haven't heard in ages. But that was our second dedication of the evening. If you're just joining us, welcome. Welcome to Love Notes. If you would like to make a dedication for next week, I have this week's already full, please go to the link in my bio. Click on it. It'll take you to my link page, and you will see the link right there to make a dedication. Please make a dedication for next week. I will be here from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to do more dedications and talk about love, because that is what I enjoy doing. Oh, look at all these people joining. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. So nice to see you. Thank you for joining us here, talking about love. Yes, welcome everybody. Please remember to subscribe, share. If you share this live, I'd greatly appreciate it. And please comment, join in with the conversation. It would be wonderful. But that was Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. And I really loved this little dedication because it shows us how the smallest little rituals, right, carry the deepest meaning. I mean, a cup of coffee in the morning. That's all he does. He hands her a cup of coffee every morning. But that means so much to her. It means so much that she went to the page and did this dedication just for him, right? So those little things, the coffee, holding hands underneath the covers, a kiss before work, a kiss after work, a text saying, hey, baby, I'm thinking of you. It's these little gestures that what forever is made from, okay? So drop me an emoji in the chat if you're listening, if you've ever realized or if you've done I love you, but without saying the words, maybe an act like we were talking about, the cup of coffee, or, you know, making somebody a sandwich they like. Little things like that. How you doing, Passion Goddess? Glad you are here. Thank you so much for the hearts. Brit, and purple's my favorite color. How did you know that? It really is. I'm so excited. There's so many people here now. It is the littlest things, I swear God. At 58, I get, I'm very happy at this moment in time. Someone's going to take it. Now, let's talk about tonight's desire drop, shall we? Tonight's desire drop is all about emotional safety. In my She Be Me framework, and if you'd like to know more about that, visit thepassionzone.com, and it's there. Safety really does live in the emotional, in the emotions pillar. You cannot unlock passion, male or female, if you're bracing for rejection, right? Criticism or dismissal. Safety safety is the soil where intimacy grows. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Kind of poetic there for a second, but yeah, that's good. So here's the truth. Being emotionally safe with someone is hotter than lingerie. It says you can bring your whole self here and I still want you. All right. That kind of safety, that kind of emotionally safety is very sexy, especially to women. We want to feel safe with the person we're with. And the safer we feel, the more we can lean into the intimacy, the more we can enjoy it, the more we can have the big O. Because to have the big O, you have got to be feeling safe enough to be vulnerable. Just an FYI to those out there. And if you're here live, drop me an emoji in the chat if you've ever felt your whole body relax when someone truly saw you, flaws and all. Because nobody is perfect. Right? And I want you to think about this for a second. Where in your life do you feel emotionally safe? And where don't you? That difference explains why desire thrives in some places and vanishes in others. And it's something for you to think about. Maybe you will decide, hopefully you will decide where is safe and where is not safe, right? Yes. And you know, I think I'm missing something. How can I be missing something? Oh, I'm not. I'm just not turning the page correctly. I'm going to blame menopause on it. Yes, we are. All right. let's move forward, shall we? I think we're at dedication number 3 already. Can that be possible? We're only halfway through. I don't want to play it yet. I mean, for crying out loud. I want to go back and talk about romance books. Romance books. And speaking of romance books, Swifties, Taylor Swift, did come out with her, I still want to say album, still came out with her album. It hit at 12:01. A.M. midnight, and there was a movie involved with it too, and there were so many happy people because of her album drop. And of course we believe that these songs are all for her beloved, right? There's a love story. I just love watching them. They look so, I don't know, comfortable with one another, comfortable yet daring. Kind of like they bring out the best of each other and dare one another to go further. That is an emotionally safe place for both of them. I think it's wonderful. And then we have, on the flip side, we have Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman getting divorced after 20 years of marriage. 19 years of marriage, 20 years together. Because he is with his 25-year-old guitarist now. And a lot of men do this when they hit midlife. and when their spouses also hit midlife. Why? Well, women they'll step into menopause, and men don't understand it. Okay, women have a hard time understanding it. Men definitely are not going to understand it. And so instead of trying to understand what's going on, the ego kicks in and somebody needs a quick fix. And this is what happened. And it's sad. It's sad because if you go back and you look at the way the two of them looked at each other, it was just such love. Such love. And yeah, Alex, you're correct. Saying her name correctly just escaped me. Selena and Benny. They did get married, and it looked like a beautiful ceremony, and they look hopelessly and deeply in love, and I wish them both nothing but the best. And when Taylor Swift does get married, that's all you're going to see. That actually will be a nice thing to see on the news because of all the crap that's showing up now. Something else is always nice, right? Yeah, it's what a wild week this has been. I want to mention, go back to romance books. Do you have a favorite romance book? Alex, would you consider was it Life with the Walters? Did I say that correctly? I should know this because I'm watching them on Netflix. But it doesn't necessarily mean I get the name right. Okay, good. Would you consider that a romance at all? Or would you consider that book, My Life with the Walter Boys, that's it, thank you. Or would you consider that more of a drama? You would consider romance? It does seem romancy to me. And the book is good. The book is good. The Netflix series is also good thus far. You know, I thoroughly enjoyed watching what happens with the kids and, of course, watching what happens with the adults and life. Because life is never life is never easy. There's no such thing as a straight road unless you're in the middle of the desert. And that's something else you can think of. If it's a straight road, you're in the middle of the desert. And being in the middle of the desert, for the most part, kind of boring. There's nothing to look at. I've driven to the desert, and it is kind of boring. But there are nice things to see. It's not a complete disappointment. But most of life are like most of the roads that we have. They go uphill, they go downhill, and they're very curvy. There is no straight line. There's no straight line. We think we can get A to B, right? Seems very simple. Whether we're talking about romance or just life in general. But we try to go A to B, and we get A, D, J, P, Z, M, Q, F, and then maybe we get the B. It's never a straight line, and nothing really is ever as it seems. There's always something deeper. And I don't care who you're talking to. I don't care what's going on. Most people just listen long enough to get surface knowledge. So if you really want a relationship to last, you've got to go deeper than that surface knowledge. You have to dig in to the conversation, get in there and find out what is going on. Okay, what is going on and why is it going on? Which brings me to something else that just popping into my head. When you're having a conversation with somebody and you want to have the conversation without them feeling bad, okay, which is important, don't ask a person why. Why do you feel that way? Why didn't you do this? Why did you do this? When you ask somebody why, you immediately put them on the defensive. Immediately. It is a natural instinct for us to go on the defensive as soon as we're asked why about something. Right? So when you want to have a conversation with somebody and you want to know the reasoning behind some sort of act or maybe they didn't do something, you want to ask what? What gave you that opinion? What led you to that action? Or how did you get there? Okay. When? Okay. Ask when. But do not, under any circumstances, ask why. Right? Little communication tidbit, because communication is extremely important when it comes to relationships. Right? Right. Okay. Let us move forward, shall we, to our third dedication of the evening. All right. Let's talk about Marcus in Atlanta. To the one I couldn't keep. Thank you for teaching me that love is not ownership, but release. And the name of the song that they have requested is Let Her Go by Passenger. So let's take a listen to that. Good.
Yeah, you're jumping it. There we go. Messed up.
Next song's already trying to come on. Like, no, it is not time for that. Yes, that was Let Her Go by Passenger. It's been a long time since I've heard that version, and it is still as wonderful as I remember. You know, when you let go of somebody, it doesn't mean the love you have for them disappears. Sometimes it means loving enough to set somebody free, right? And it's kind of bittersweet, isn't it? The ache of still caring while knowing it's not yours to hold anymore. It can be heartbreaking. It really can. If you're joining us live here, drop an emoji in the chat. If you've ever learned that releasing somebody is its own form of devotion. And if you're listening tonight and you feel that ache, know this. Every love leaves a gift, even if it doesn't stay. Just something to keep in mind. All right? Okay. So let's move forward to the romantic movie spotlight of tonight. And this is one of my favorite movies of all time. I've watched it so many times that I can barely rattle off lines. It is the movie Notting Hill from 1999. It's about a bookstore owner and a movie star. It's an impossible romance that reminds us love doesn't care about fame or fortune. All it cares about is truth. One of the most unforgettable lines in cinema ever is, "I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking him to love her." And vulnerability, man, it doesn't get any braver than that, does it? That movie, if you've never watched it, I highly recommend that you do. It is playing someplace on some streaming. Trust me, it's still out there. But Notting Hill, it really is two people that under, I guess, normal circumstances would have never run into each other for any reason. You have a bookshop owner and a movie star. They don't usually run in the same circles, right? So it takes something extraordinary for them to find one another. And she just so happens to walk into his bookstore, his travel bookstore. He sells nothing but travel books. But if you've never watched it, please do. I happen to like the character of Spike, which was the bookstore owner's roommate. Very strange, strange man. But he definitely put a lot of comedy into the love story, for sure. You know, when she was standing in front of him saying that very famous line, she was very vulnerable. And with his reply, she could have been very embarrassed. Is that something you would do? Would you risk embarrassment for love? Would you stand in front of somebody and bare your soul and ask them to love you anyway? If you've ever taken that leap and you're joining us live right now, throw an emoji in the chat. I'd love to see it. Give me a thumbs up, give me a thumbs down, give me a heart, whatever you feel like doing. I would absolutely love to see it. And movies like Notting Hill remind us, courage and romance walk hand in hand. Without risk, love never has a chance to grow. Yeah, love is taking a risk. It is jumping into the deep end, blindfolded, sometimes without knowing how to swim. But if you don't take the risks, if you don't venture out and allow yourself to love and to be loved, you're missing out on just the best of the best. It is such a just such a wonderful experience to be in love. Not too keen on the heartbreak. There are enough times too. But the love I have felt and that warmth and the heart chakra growing, I wouldn't change it for the world. Regardless that all of my relationships have ended. still. Is it on Netflix? That is a very good question. I don't think so. It might be on Prime. Let us take a gander and see where Notting Hill is playing nowadays. I own it, of course. So, Notting Hill film. Okay. Oh, that's right. His name is William Thacker. Hugh Grant. I just want to know where it's playing at. Where is it at? Do we have any locations? Not with what I'm seeing. I know it's someplace. You're going to have to Google, I'm afraid, because it's not really giving me anything about where it's playing at right now. It is on Amazon. So it is on Amazon Prime. I don't know if it's free or if you have to pay to rent the movie, but I'd still recommend it. Nonetheless, because it is a very, very good movie. And if you watch it, let me know. Because you'll thank me. You'll thank. I think I might have to watch it now that I mentioned it again. Moving on, let's go to our quick fire tip, shall we? Now, tonight's quick fire tip is, if you're with a partner, this is to share one unspoken thought. So before bed, whisper one thing you haven't told your partner in a while. It doesn't have to be a secret. It doesn't have to be something you feel uncomfortable telling them. Maybe it's something you admire, you crave, or appreciate. Words that are left unspoken in a relationship, they weigh pretty heavily on people. And the words shared, they ignite a conversation and a connection instantly. If you're joining us live, if you're ready, drop me an emoji. If you're ready to let one hidden thought escape tonight, since it's me and 12 cats and a dog, anything I have to say, I have to say to one of them. And they're not good at conversation, the cats and the dog. They're good at taking up bed space. They are good with trying to sit on my head as I sleep. But conversation, yeah, not so much. Because I just said that because if you're single, you don't have anyone to say it to. You can whisper it to yourself. Or if you have a cat or a dog, whisper it to them. All right? Sometimes the most important person in the world or animal in the world to hear your admiration is the one staring back at you, either next to you or could be the one staring back at you in the mirror, which means it's you. It is on Notting Hill is on HBO and Hulu. Thank you. I do have HBO, but again, I own the movie. So I'm just going to go and watch the movie. So, oh, and Alex, help me out here. From Harry Potter, the one of dark spells. He's deceased now. I can't remember his name. I love the character in Harry Potter too. I see him. Black Arts? Yes. Snape? I'm probably going to say his name wrong, but I love that character because I like him, but he's in this as well. He's in Notting Hill too. I think you will enjoy the movie. Yes, indeed you do. So let us move on. Yeah, I forgot his name. It completely left me. But we're going to move on to our last dedication of the evening. And remember, if you would like your dedication to be played here by yours truly, there is a link in my bio. If you're joining us live here on TikTok, click on the link. It'll take you to my link page where you can find the dedication form. If you are listening to the podcast the next day or so, your link is below in the show's notes. All right. Nice and easy for you to send out a dedication to somebody. Just let me tell you what. If you make a dedication and I send it out, when I say your name, and maybe theirs if you give it to me, if not, the energy is still there for them, they will think of you. You won't pop into their head. Now, it's up to them whether or not they think about you a bit longer. But it doesn't matter how long since the two of you have spoken. You know, it could be 50 years. It could be a day, an hour. But you'll pop into their head just by making this dedication. Because everything in the world is energy. This dedication is energy. And this energy will go to the person you want it dedicated to. All right, I'm just saying, if you want someone to think about you, making a dedication is an excellent way to go. Now, this last dedication of the evening, this is a dedication from Hannah. She lives in New York, and she wants to dedicate it to her partner. We said we keep things a bit casual, but, you know, here I am, hoping every day you'll say we're more than that. And she wants me to play Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis. So let's get this queued up. All right, everybody, that was Bleeding Love. Absolutely love the song by Leona Lewis. And you know what? Love can start with casual promises, right? But sometimes, hearts just do not obey the rules. They want more. They demand more. And music gives us the courage to say it. Drop a heart in the chat if you've ever sent a song hoping that the other person would finally hear the words you couldn't say out loud. Anybody else? Yeah? You know, I don't think I've ever set out in life to in search of a longtime love. It always seems to find me. It always seems to find me. I think that's the luck of Gen X, possibly, that love just seems to find us when the opportunity presents itself. Right? Right. So we're heading down the final few minutes here at Love Notes. I really want to thank you for joining me tonight for Love Notes. I have a blast doing this. You know, we've taken a look at some playful quirks. We've honored the quiet rituals of love. We've explored the depth of emotional safety. And we felt the ache of letting go. If you'd like your story or song featured next week, please submit it through the Passion Zone or via a link in my bio. And those who are listening to the podcast version, it is below in the show's notes. Please join me every Friday for Love Notes, where romance, fantasy, and soul deep connection take center stage. Until next time, loves, may your weekend be full of small gestures, brave words, and love that lingers long after the music fades.